This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for patient Calix Espinosa, Medicare X148699, the rest 125-1973. Referring physician is Dr. Jordan Scabrito. Procedure performed, EGDN, colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, neck cardiopulpectomy. Date of the procedure, February 23rd, 2022. Indications, GERD, melena, history of polyp, history of diverticulitis, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis, number 2, erosive duodenitis in first and second portion of the duodenum, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, diverticulosis coli, number 5, 5 colon polyps removed, paragraph. Left of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, fair paragraph, all procedures spread double template, fair paragraph findings, otopharynx appear normal, fair paragraph esophagus appeared normal, fair paragraph stomach, there's diffuse erythema in the antrum, body biopsies taken right H. pylori, fair paragraph in the duodenum, as well, first and second portion of the duodenum, there's multiple erosions and erythema, biopsies were taken for the first and second portion of the duodenum, fair paragraph. Biopsies were taken from antrum and body horatis by lower period paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Sigma descending column, multiple diverticula seen period paragraph. In the splenic flexure, there's a small polyp, sessile, about 8 millimeters removed as neck cardiopulpectomy period paragraph. In the mid-transverse column, pedunculated polyp, about 8 millimeters removed as neck cardiopulpectomy period paragraph. Transverse transverse column, there's a diminutive polyp, about 2 to 3 millimeters removed by co-biopsy polypectomy period paragraph. Ascending colon appear normal, pure paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, there's, in the cecum, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters per removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Please also note in the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters erythematous removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for the pathology reports, number 2, enteric inflammation, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, high fiber diet, next number 5, supplementation, next number, we start a patient on protonic solid SPO daily, next number, patient needs a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, next number, patient will be referred for colorectal surgery for evaluation of possible surgery given the prior history of recurrent diverticulitis, next number, we would order a gastrin level to evaluate a level of gastric given the presence of erosions and erythema and duodenitis in the second portion of the duodenum period. Patient is to follow up in geography in 3 to 4 weeks period and of dictation.